我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你自己的恩惠和怜悯是永远向着敬畏你的人不改变。
Because your grace and mercy never changes toward those who fear you.
你在他们的身上把你的旨意定在那里，要从他们那里完成你那永远的安排。
You have placed your will upon them and you will fulfill your eternal arrangement on them.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
And we truly thank our Lord.
当你把我们的心思带到这一个点的时候，
And when you bring our thoughts to this point,
你很清楚让我们看见你所注意的不是一个一个个别的人。
And very clearly, you let us see you are not focusing on individuals.
你所留意的乃是你救赎里面要所召聚回来的那一个整体的人。
And what you focus on is the corporate person that you have gathered together in your will.
我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你用着一个一个人在你前蒙恩，而把他们组成那一个整体的见证人。
Because you have given salvation to each individual, but you put them together as a complete body.
你就越过历史一代以来对你手中的工作有难处的，你都给你所买赎的人来除掉，让他们有一个通达的路到你的面前。
And you have gotten rid of all the obstacles for your people who you have redeemed throughout generations to bring them back to you.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
如今你领我们来到上行之诗的这一个部分。
And now that you have brought us to the songs of ascent,
你很清楚给我们看到你的步骤就是这样的过来。
And very clearly you let us see this is how you work.
但愿主给我们有更深的树林的视觉。
And Lord, may you give us deeper spiritual insight.
让我们不单是看到现在的事，也给我们看到永远的事。
So we not only see what's in the present, but also see what's eternal.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
主，我借着你赐人智慧和启示的灵，在我们读经的时候把属天的恩典更多的倾倒给我们。
And through your spirit of wisdom and revelation, when we read the words, may you pour down your spiritual blessings for us.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
因为过去你没有忘记我们。
Because you did not forget us in the past.
现在到永远你也不会忘记我们。
And even now to forever, you will never forget us.
你就是要把我们带进你的目的里你才满意。
And you will only be satisfied when we are brought to your will.
我们再次说感谢归给你。
Once again we say that thanksgiving to be you.
但愿启示里头的祝福都发生在我们每一个人的身上。
And may the blessings in revelation will come upon each one of us.
我们这样祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we look to you and we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们一直看诗篇到了最末后这一大段的时候。
And when we come to the end part of the Psalms,
我想弟兄姊妹们，你一定会能发觉，诗篇前大一部分都是个人与神中间的关系。
And I think Francis has already discovered the earlier parts of the Psalms is mostly about individual's relationship with God.
你到了后半大的后半段，虽然是比较小的，小的一段。
And when it comes to the last part, even though it's a smaller part,
但你就看到他交通的那个重点就从个人转到集体。
And you can see the focus of the sharing is switching from individuals to the corporate.
从眼见的所碰到的事物转到神的永远的旨意的执行。
And from the things that incite, it turns to the execution of God's eternal plan.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上个礼拜我们看到他们流泪撒种的，我们交通了好些话。
And last time we have fellowship upon those verses about carrying, weeping, carrying out the bag of seed.
那从这个时候开始，不是从这个时候开始，我从这一个地方开始，你就看得很清楚，神的百姓在地上所遭遇的一切难处，不是在个人的身上，而是在那个整体的见证里。
And from that we can see the hardships that are encountered by God's people on earth is not about individuals, but it's about the corporate.
所以在那里一开始就说以色列人被掳了。
So that's why in the very beginning it says the Israelites are taken captive.
但是感谢神，神的恩典和怜悯把他们带从被掳之地带回来了。
But thanks to God's grace and mercy, He brought them back from the land of captivity.
那从一个被掳归回的基础上面，就交通出上面这一大段的话。
So from the foundation of being brought back from the land of captivity, there goes those words that follow.
我们看上一次看到128篇。
The last time we read until Psalm 128.
那今天我们从129开始。
And today we'll begin with Psalm 129.
但是回过头来看的时候，在28篇里边还有一些话，我想先和弟兄姊妹们提一提。
But when I look back, I still have some words that I'd like to mention to brothers and sisters in Psalm 128.
那特别是在128篇的里边。
Especially in Psalm 128.
他就说到，你们虽然是遇到一些的难处。
So it says, even though you have encountered some hardship.
但是你如果是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
But if you are someone who fears the Lord.
你会遵循他的话语。
That you would be obedient to his words.
神就在那里宣告，这个人有福了。
Then God proclaims this is a blessed person.
不仅是这个人呢，他说凡就是所有你在这种光景里面的，你都在神面前不能不蒙福。
And not only that person, but God says that blessed is everyone who are in this condition. You cannot but to be blessed.
所以上次我们特别提到，他接连提到，自从幼年开始。敌人就来苦待我们。
And it says that since my youth, the enemies have persecuted me.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
我从我幼年以来
，since my
敌人屡次的苦害我。
Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up.
我想弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫做屡次？
And brothers and sisters, you understand what it means by multiple times.
就不止一次。
It's more than one time.
也不是两次。
It's not two times.
最低限度有三次。
At the very least, there are three times.
甚至是三次、五六、七八次都接着要来。
Maybe more than seven or eight times, or it continues to come.
这里的话就指出，从我们幼年以来，敌人就不住的苦害我，屡次的苦害我。
So here, these words said that many times they have persecuted me from my youth up.
如果你光是注意这一段的话，你会发觉，还有你说，难怪我们信主以后，我们常常碰到有各种各样的试炼。
So when you look at these words, you might say that no wonder after we believed in the Lord, we come across all kinds of trials.
没有信主以前还没有那么多许许多多的。难处。
And before I believed in the Lord, I did not have that many problems.
信主以后就好像难处多了。
But after I believed in the Lord, it seems like I have many problems.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
难处很可能是真实对比，你没有主的时候少很多。
And it could be that your problems might have increased after you believed in the Lord.
因为当你站在主的一边的时候。
Because,
对付神的人，那个集团的人呢，他们就以你作为一个直接的目标。
And because after you believed in the Lord, you will be the target of those who are in opposition of God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
你看128篇说到，我们从自幼年以来 就屡次的给敌人来苦害。
But here it says, since my youth up, many times I have been persecuted.
主交通出来这个话，不是叫我们注意到我们的难处很多这个问题。
But these words are not for us to focus on that we have many problems.
所以要我们注意什么呢？
So what does God want us to see?
第二节。
Verse 2.
我从幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我，却没有胜了我。
Verse 2, many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me.
关键的话在这里。
So these are the key words.
主给神的子民看得很清楚。
The Lord lets his people see it very clearly.
他们在跟随主的路上会常常碰到有些阻挡难处。
On the way of following the Lord, they will often come across some obstacles and hardship.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主在这里肯定一件事。
Here, the Lord is sure about one thing.
你们要得胜的。
That you will prevail.
那这个交通的人呢，也从自己个人的经历上来印证这个事。
And the person who shared this also proved this by his experience.
从我幼年以来，许多敌人来苦待我，但是感谢主，他们没有得胜，那谁得胜？
So from my youth up, my enemies have persecuted me many times, but they have not prevailed. So who prevailed?
我得胜。
I prevail.
你凭什么得胜？
By what can you prevail?
主的扶持。
It's by the support of the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为从这里提到这个属灵的路啊，跟随主的人所走的那个属灵的路啊，你会碰到的各种各样的事。
Because it mentions here on the spiritual path a person walked on to follow the Lord, you will come across all kinds of hardship.
但是神有一个保证在这里。
But God has this guarantee here.
对付你的人没有办法把你压下去。
Those who prevail you cannot suppress you.
也许你受了很多的苦害。
And maybe you have suffered much persecution.
但是蒙羞的不是你。
But you will not be ashamed.
蒙羞的是那个羞辱你的人。
The one who's ashamed is the one who tried to shame you.
所以我们看到底下就很有意思。
So it will be very meaningful as we read on.
我们上次特别都提到了。
And last time we have mentioned it also.
如果你是这样，你在神面前就要蒙很大的祝福。
If you are like this, you will be much blessed by the Lord.
用人的眼界来看呢，就是说，你可以想到平安，你的子孙也可以想到平安。
In man's eyes, that means that you can enjoy peace and your descendants can enjoy peace.
并且你的子孙就好像你自己的，就一看见就不得不觉得，这是神的赏赐。
And then also your descendants, when people look at them, they cannot but to exclaim, this is the reward from the Lord.
那我特别在这今天要在这里要给弟兄姊妹们补充一个体会。
And today especially I'd like to mention this to brothers and sisters.
那这个苦累这个补充上来的是什么呢？
And what I'd like to supplement is that.
是神这一个祝福，是只是在你的一生呢，还是一个接连不断的那样的祝福，存留在敬畏着神的人的那一个集体里。
So the blessing of the Lord, does it end in your lifetime, or does it continues in this corporate body that fears the Lord?
因为特别我上一次和弟兄姊妹特别提到那个橄榄摘子的那一件事情，你就知道这一批敬畏神的人所带出来的那些儿女，他们也是被教导带领到活在同样的敬畏里的。
And last time I mentioned verses about the olive plants, and I mentioned that those who fear the Lord, their children will also be taught in the way to walk in a way that they also fear the Lord.
所以你看到这里的话，好像从个人开始讲，但是接到最结尾的时候，是整个以色列摆出来。
So these words seems like in the beginning is regarding individuals, but at the end it talks about the entire Israel.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我现在特别要提一句出来，让弟兄姊妹们你去留意的。你看看，神在这里所应许的那个内容是不是那样的丰富了
？And I'd like to mention now is for brothers and sisters to look at whether the blessing, the promise of blessing of the Lord is so abundant.
那是128篇的第五节。
Is in Psalm 128 verse 5.
因为耶和华从锡安。赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，因为你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归于以色列。
The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
弟兄姊妹，话语是蛮短。
Francis, only a few words here.
但是你不太容易明白的过来。
But these are not easy to understand.
因为它里面本从文字上面来说，里面有许多的矛盾。
Because from the words there are a lot of contradictions.
矛盾在什么地方呢
？So where are the contradictions?
我们的时间观念。
In terms of our concept of time.
啊，因为我们这些人都是给时间观念来。限制的
because we're all limited by the concept of time.
所以我们看神在我们身上做工，多半是看在我们亲身享受或是经历过来的一段日子里面所发生的一切的事。
So when we look at God's work upon us, we can only focus on our lifetime, what God has given us to experience in our lifetime.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主在这段话里头，你一件要我们注意的，你的祝福从哪里来
？But in these words, the Lord wants us to look at where does your blessing come from?
从锡安。
It's from Zion.
那锡安是什么地方
？So where is Zion?
神在地上的居所。
It's the abode of God's dwelling place.
那神在地上有居所。应该有多长的时间
？So how long should this dwelling place of God be in on earth？
当然，因为是神的自己摆在那里，时间不能限制他。
And because for God Himself, He's not limited by time.
但是有一个难处。
But there is an issue.
当人在神面前不对的时候
，When man is not right before God，
神的祝福就会停止。
God's blessing will stop.
神住在锡安这个事实还没有失去。
But God still dwells in Zion.
但是人的愚昧限制了神，不能把祝福流出来。
But the foolishness of man has limited God so that His blessing cannot come out.
当然，如果人的那个愚昧无知是越过越深越重的时候呢？
But if man's foolishness and ignorance increase,
像以西结书上面所说的
，and just like what it says in the book of Ezekiel,
人就把人逼走
，that
人就把神逼走
，that man would force God out.
如果神不在哪里
，if God is not there,
一切的祝福在那里就停止
，then all the blessings will stop there.
所以弟兄姊妹看到这里有一些矛盾的事情在文字的表达里面。显露出来的。
So we will see that in terms of the words, there are some contradictions expressed here.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神要我们注意的不是眼前。
What God wants us to focus on is not what's in present.
神要我们注意的是不受时间限制的那一个永远。
What God wants us to focus on is the eternity that's not limited by time.
所以神就肯定了一件事情，祝福是从神。在居所那里头流出给神给敬畏神的人
So God has affirmed one thing that God's blessing is from Zion or from his dwelling place and to those who fear him
神的居所在旧约的时候在以色列人的心思里面那就是锡安
So in the Old Testament time, in man's concept, God's dwelling place is at Zion.
那当然，我们今天在新约里边的人读到这里的时候，我们知道，说到锡安的时候，虽然我们不是以色列人，我们也不是活在以色列地，但是这一个原则执行在我们的身上是蛮清楚的。
So even though we're not the Israelites and we do not live in Israel, the same principle also applies.
原因在哪里呢？
And what is the reason?
我只是提出来就好，我不详细去看。
I'll just mention it, I won't go into detail.
第一，
First of all,
教会就是神的居所。
The church is the dwelling place of God.
第二，
And second,
神要住在人的中间，是一个不改变的事实。
And that's an unchangeable fact that God wants to dwell among men.
那么因此弟兄姊妹你就留意到了。
So that's why, brothers and sisters, you will see this.
当神一说出了这样的一个事实的时候，
When God speak of this fact,
那是非常清楚的，让我们看见神的所作是越过时间的限制。
And very clearly, we can see God's work goes beyond the limitation of time.
因为从撒文你也看到一个事实来印证它。
Because from the text that follows, you can see that it's proven.
神不但是在从锡安赏赐祝福出来。
And not only did God give His blessing from Zion.
神同时叫你看见，你子孙的子孙也活在这样的一个平安里。
God also causes us to see that our children's children will also live in such peace.
因为你的子孙跟子孙都是在耶路撒冷这一个范围里。
Because your children's children is also within the boundary of Jerusalem.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
我想问你们一个问题。
I'd like to ask you a question.
神这样说。
Since God speaks these words.
有没有一个意思说？
Is there a meaning?
你如果看见你的孙子孙和你的子孙都活在耶路撒冷这一个平安里。
That when, if you see your children's children, live in the peace of Jerusalem.
那你只是看见你的孙子。
Then you can only see your grandchildren.
你的曾孙就出来的时候你就看不见了。
Then you can not see your great grandchildren.
会不会有这个意思？
Would there be such a meaning in this? We thank the Lord.
这个意思是人想出来的。
And this is just something from the head of a man.
但是主在这里说到那个子孙的子孙。
But here it says children's children.
是明显给我们看见那是越过时间的限制的，就是你的子孙世世代世世代代。
It goes beyond the limitation of time. It means your descendants and for generations to come.
但是你说我们在人的中间没有看到这样的历史啊。
But you say that we do not see this in human history.
这样的历史没有出现过。
This kind of history never happened.
对。
It's true.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主让我们所去注意的。
What the Lord wants us to focus on.
是神的永远的旨意。
Is the eternal will of God.
而不是在时间走过的时候当中的个别的事情。
It's not individual events that happens in time.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以末了那一个愿平安归于以色列这一句话把整个128篇里头那个主要的中心点引出来了。
So that's why the last sentence that says peace be upon Israel brings forth the central point of Psalm 128.
神永远的计划不会停止。
The eternal will of God will not end.
神从前怎么启示他永远的计划，他的全能就保证他的旨意要完成。
And how he revealed his will in the past, it's by his authority his will continue to go forward. So during the days of the Old Testament,
敬畏神的人所要注意的
，and those who fear the Lord needed to focus on，
你住在什么地方
？was to focus on where they dwell。
那这里就说锡安，耶路撒冷。
Here is at Zion, Jerusalem。
但是你说
，but then you say，
十二个支派是分散在以色列全地。
The 12 tribes were scattered throughout Israel。
能在锡安和耶路撒冷这个范围里的人，只是当中的一个小。 小部分。
Those who were able to dwell within the boundary of Zion and Jerusalem were just a small part. 那你怎么去领会
呢?
So how do we understand this? We thank the Lord.
所以刚才我特别的说到，这里这个是一个属灵的实际，神计划里面的属灵的实际。
So that's why earlier I mentioned about the spiritual reality of God.
所以我们习惯上的时间的观念，地理环境的那个观念，没有限制了神的永远的旨意的执行。
So the concept that we have about time or geography, they do not limit God's eternal will.
所以当时神领着敬畏他的人在地上行走的时候
，So when God leads those who fear Him to walk on earth，
眼见的目的是让他们尝尝什么叫做平安。
And what they can see in sight is for them to enjoy what peace is。
啊，这个话要补充几句一两个字上去。是在神里面的平安。
We have to add that it's a peace in God.
那在以色列的历史里面，你看到就是这个样子。
And we can see this in the history of the Israelites.
所以就接到129篇章开头所说的，是从我幼年以来，敌人常常苦害我。
So that's why it brings forth what's in Psalm 129, many times they have persecuted me from my youth up.
是苦害我这个人呢，还是苦害我这一批给神选召的人呢？
Is it persecuting me as an individual or the group of people who are chosen by God?
当然包括个人。
And of course include the individual.
当然并不限制于个人。
But it's not limited to the individual.
所以一再看下去，说到这个事情的，就是以色列的那个历史。
So when as you read on, you see this is the history of Israel.
所以128篇最末了就是说，愿平安归于以色列。
So that's why the end of Psalm 128 is peace.
那现在我们介绍129。
Peace be upon Israel. Now we go into Psalm 129.
这。发表这一个信息的人就说了，从我们幼年开始，人就对付我们。
The one who gives this message, he tells us that many times they have persecuted me from my youth up.
屡次的对付我们。
It's many times they have persecuted me.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
前面的日子我们不知道是怎么样。
And we don't know the days ahead of us.
在经过的日子里头，我们得着一个领会。
But the days we have walk through, we have this understanding.
当人家苦待我们的时候，他们结果没有得胜。
When people persecute us, at the end they did not prevail.
他没有得胜是谁得胜？
So if they don't prevail, who prevails?
那当然是你得胜了。
Of course, you are.
你有这个本事吗？
But are you so powerful?
感谢主。
That we thank the Lord.
不是我们有本事。
It's not that we are able.
是因为我们所占的地位。是在基督里。
But it's because the position we stand in is in Christ.
用28章的话来说，你是站在锡安这个地点。
Using the words in 128, you're standing in Zion.
你是活在耶路撒冷这一个规范里。
There you're living within the boundary of Jerusalem.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
128篇引出来的那个结果。不是说到那神怎么安排我们越过那一些苦害。
The result that's brought forth by 128 is not that how God has helped us overcome some hardship.
一句神领我们越过苦害的话都没有说。
It seems like there's not even one sentence that's describing God causing us to overcome hardship.
就是说了这一句话，我们都我们我呃。他们苦害我们，却没有得胜。
But only these words, they have persecuted us, but yet they have not prevailed against us.
却没有胜过我。
Have not prevailed against me.
问题就在这里。
So here comes the issue.
怎么他没有胜过你呢？
How is that they have not prevailed against you?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们首先要看 他们的苦害，这里所说的苦害，是苦害的程度到什么地方？
The first one,
到什么到什么程度？
We need to look at the kind of persecution. It's to what degree is this persecution?
啊，一说出来，我们就觉得我这个苦待不好受啊。
And when we explain it, you will see that this is hard to bear.
他说别人苦待我们。好像什么呢？
He says the enemy persecute us just like
好像扶犁的在我背上，扶着犁头来耕地。
It's like the plowers plowed upon my back, they lengthened the furrows.
而把泥土翻开。
As you plow the land.
他还说了一句话，在这里。
That's also these words.
耕的犁沟甚长。
They lengthen the furrows.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我们用伤口来说
，If we're talking about a wound，
敌人苦待我们，不是给我们只有一个伤口。
When the enemy is persecuting us, it's not just adding one wound。
啊，可以说是满全身都给他弄出伤口来。
We can say that they have added wounds all over our bodies。
弟兄姊妹，你在农村住过，你就看到。
And brothers, you have lived in the countryside that you would know. 犁田
的时候是怎么犁田的
？And how people plow the land?
那个牛拖着那个犁头从地走过去的时候，就把那个土擦得满身的，然后把它翻转过来的。
So the oxen will use a plow to plow the land and go really deep, and then will turn the soil around.
我不知道北方。那个农作是怎么做
？And I don't know how they do it in the northern part.
现在在西方，在美国这个地方，农作全都是机械来做的，那个问题就更严重。
And of course, in the United States, everything's done by machines, so it would be even more severe.
我们就回到当时的所说的。
But we'll go back to what's described at that time.
他用犁头犁我的背上。
The plowers plowed upon my back.
并且这个犁沟甚长。
And also they lengthen the furrows.
长到什么？
How long is that?
你的背上的背，你的直背有多长？
However, your back, however long is your back?
顶多就是这样长。
About this long.
那就是说没有一个地方不给犁掉的。
Which is to say, there's no place that's not
being furrowed. 农人犁田的时候，那个田很小很小的，都比我们的直背宽好多倍。
And of course, even a small farmland would be a lot wider than our back.
但是仇敌对付我们，对付到这样深的一个地步。
But this is how bad the enemies have dealt with us.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
我们凭什么来应付敌人的苦待呢？
So by what can we withstand the persecution from the enemy?
有些苦待的，我们连命都丢掉的。
Some of the persecution will cause us to lose our life.
那神怎么拯救呢？
How can God save us?
当然，按照肉身这一方面来说，神好像说，你们就完全承担这一个苦害。
It seems like according to our body, but God is saying that you will completely taken up this persecution.
但是我会替你们追讨。
But I will seek revenge for you.
所以撒文就是这样说了。
So that's why the text follows that.
耶和华是公义的，他砍断了恶人的绳索。
That the Lord is righteous, he has cut into two the cords of the wicked.
恶人的绳索虽然是厉害。
Even though the cords of the wicked.
但是绳索。
Is really bad, but God said.
他会砍断那个绳索。
God said that he will cut the cords.
他把绳索砍断了。
And as he cuts the cords,
那个牛带着犁头往前走。
Then the oxen will just take the plow and go.
但是却没有
forward.
跟在你的身上。
But it will not plow upon your back.
那就是为我们很清楚要领会这一个。
And we have to understand this very clearly.
不是说难处越过难处。
It's not that we can escape the hardship.
而是说在难处的里边，你胜过了难处。
But it's to say that within the hardship, you overcome the hardship.
我想弟兄姊妹你都很熟悉。
And think my sisters are very familiar with this.
示提反给人 用石头打死的时候
，When Stephen was stoned to death by men，
死了没有
？Did he die？
死定了，死准了。
He was for sure to die。
肯定是死了。
It's、for sure he died。
但是你看到斯提凡被杀害的那一件事情，整个事情的结局。
But you see the ending of Stephen being killed.
你看见。
You see this.
谁的胜？
Who overcome?
不是打死他的人的事。
It's not the ones who stoned him.
是斯提凡的事。
But it was Stephen who overcome.
你怎么知道？
And how do you know?
你看到一件事。
And you see one thing.
当斯提凡给打死的时候，他的灵魂往天上去。
When Stephen was stoned to death, his spirit rose up to heaven.
你看到一件事情。
And you saw one thing.
我们的主站起来。
Our Lord stood up.
迎接他。
To greet him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有什么事情比主亲自在那里把你接到天上去更荣耀更有光彩。
And what can be more glorious than the fact that the Lord will receive you into heaven himself?
更有高超的一件事情。
Was even more transcending.
当斯提凡面对这个事的时候，
When Stephen was
他怎么来接受这个环境？
How did he accept the environment?
主在十字架上被杀的时候说什么的话，他就说，他也说了同样的话。
He said the same words that the Lord said when he was on the cross.
神啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
And God forgive.
他们不晓得。
God forgive them for they know not what they do.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里的话就是说得蛮清楚，神说他的公义要砍断他们的城，神说要叫要叫他们受那个很大很受那个都蒙羞耻哦。
Now God's word says here he will cut into into two cords of wicked and put to shame and have them turned backward.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那因此我们又在这里就注意到了，如果从难处上面来说，个别人所遇到的也许是越过我们所能承受的。
And in terms of hardship, those encountered by the individuals maybe is something beyond what we can bear.
神却是把个人所承受的是合在那个整体的被神拣选的人的那个整体里。
But God is putting the hardship of the individuals into the entire body of those who are chosen by God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意这个题目一开始不是说，假如拿斯提凡来做呢？斯提凡啊，你看你受受苦害是到了一个什么地步？神让你得胜。
And so, brothers, isn't it like when Stephen was being stoned to death, but God was saying to him, look what kind of hardship that you're facing.
没有。
But I would cut the cord.
这里相同的话出来，一摆出来就是一个整体。
But it's not the case, because these words, when they are shared, is talking about the entire body.
第一节第一句话说什么？
What does the first verse say?
以色列当说。
That Israel should say.
不是某一个人当说。
It's not just an individual, any individual.
是以色列当说。
But it's for Israel to say.
是整个蒙神拣选的这个集体的见证人当说。
Is this witness that's chosen by God, this corporate body that he should say?
我们感谢主。
That we thank the Lord.
那你人的观念就是这样。
This is the concept of man.
你眼巴巴地看着史蒂凡给打死了。
That you can only look at Stephen when he was stoned to death, that he could not live anymore.
那他还怎么得胜呢？
So how can he prevail?
那明明是那个损失是在我们的人的身上。
And very clearly, we are the ones who suffer loss.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你看。主在这里说那个整件的事情怎么开始怎么经过怎么结束。
And when we see how the Lord described the event, how it begins, what's the process and how it ends.
怎么开始怎么结束我们看到了。
And we can see how it begins and how it ends.
接下去你就看到是什么呢？
And then what follows, what can we see there?
就是那个实际的结果。
Is talking about the actual
result. 我们留意第五节开始一直到末了。
Beginning from verse 5 to the end.
预言，他们神说给神砍断了以后就说出这一段的话了。预言恨恶施安的都蒙羞退后，愿他们像房顶上的草，未长成而枯干，收割的不够一把，捆活恶人捆活的也不满怀，过路的也不说，愿耶和华所赐的福归于你们，我们奉耶和华的名给你们祝福。弟兄姊妹们，你先撇开最末了那两句，你看上文。
And we just read from verse 5 to verse
8. 你就看到一件事情。
And we don't, we skip the last two verses, we'll see one thing.
抵挡神的人，或者苦害神的子民的人。
And those who oppose God or those who persecute God's
people. 他们的结局没有一点的好处。
The end will have no good.
他们会用圣经的话来说，他们真实的在地上成了一无所有。
And using the words today, they have nothing on earth.
并且将来到了神面前的时候，在审判的里边，他们就完全没有地位可占。
And also when they face God's judgment, when they see God, they will have no ground to stand on.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你特别注意。
Verses take note.
注意，他们就在再生的日子，他们也得也没有得着人以为他们所得的好处。
And even during the days when they are living, they have not gained anything that are considered good by people.
我们从人的俗话来说。
And using men's terms.
你不是常常听到说吧，恶人自有恶人磨。
And you might hear that the wicked will be tortured by the wicked.
你很凶，你会去对付人。
You're very mean and you like to deal with others.
但是有人比你更凶，他来对付你，你一点办法都没有。
But there are others that are meaner than you and they will deal with you and you can't do nothing.
这个光景在地上出现的太多了。
And this happens a lot on earth.
我们也不必去看那个细节的事情。
And we won't need to go into the details.
我们要留意的是这样。
But what we need to pay attention to.
他们就是在活着的时候。
Even when they are alive.
他们所做的一切都没有好处。
And all the things that they do did not bring them any good.
他们像什么呢？
What are they like?
他们说，像他们好像房顶上的草。会长成而枯干。
They are like grass upon the housetops, which wither before it grows up.
你把它收割下来也没有能弄成一捆。
And which the weaver does not fill his hand.
别人看见。
And when others see it.
也不会给你说一句话好听。
And they won't say anything good to you.
那个话是怎么说呢？那这个是我们很不容易了解的，但是我特别把它这样分出来呢，来让弟兄姊妹看到，这个不是神儿女们在那里说的话，是那些过路的人看见这些恶人的结局，这反应。
So these words are not easy to understand.
那个反应是什么呢？
These are the words not said by God's children.
没有把他们看在眼里。
These words are said by those who pass by, and this is the response, a reaction.
所以他们就是看见这种情形的时候，他们能发表的那个意思是什么？就是说，我不会为你们向耶和华求祝福。
So when they see these people, their reaction is that I would not seek blessing from God for you.
我绝不会奉耶和华的名祝福你们。
And I will certainly not bless you in the name of the Lord.
末了那两句话才是那 你看到清楚他在说什么了，你就知道这里不是有，你说怎么这里说的，那里就说神对付他们，在这里你就又说你要替他们寻求神的祝福。
And then, so for the last two senses of this psalm that you might be puzzled and say, why are you saying that God was there to deal with them and now you would not bless them?
这里的话刚好跟我们的想法会相反，人家说他那么松他当然是发达了，
and,
人都羡慕他了。
And these words are just the opposite of what we usually think. You might say, he is so powerful, he's so mean, then they should prosper.
但是神说啊，看人看到这样的事情，他们绝对不会奉神的名去祝福他们。
But God said that when people see things like this, they will for sure not bless these people in the name of the Lord.
我想我们在许许多多地方的方言的俗语上面，除了刚才说的恶人自有恶人磨。
And a lot of dialects, a lot of sayings in different places, apart from what we said earlier, the wicked would be tortured by the wicked. There are other similar words.
不会有人对恶人所做的事情表同情的。
And people would not sympathize with the wicked with what they do.
只能藐视他们。
They can only despise them.
因为他们有权势，你不敢正面对待他。
And because they are powerful, so you would not say it to them directly.
但是你心里头觉得这些人活着有什么意思？
But then in your heart you say that what is the meaning of these people living?
是这样的意思了。
This is the meaning.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以从126篇开始，一直往下来，下到接下去我们再看这130篇。
So beginning from Psalm 126 until Psalm 130.
都是沿着这样的一个题目的中心来说出的，先说这边，后说那边。
It is all surrounding this focal point.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那如果从26篇到29篇来看，你看到以色列一直是在给人苦待的环境里。
And from Psalm 126 to 129, you see that Israel has been in a circumstance where she's been persecuting by others.
但是一到130篇呢，
But when it comes to Psalm 130,
你就看到了神转回过来站在敬畏神的人神的子民这一边，来说明神怎么在他们身上做工，让他们上仇敌夸胜。
So you see God has turned around and stand with those who fear him and showed us how he worked in them.
那说到这里的时候，我再回头说几句上行之诗的那个意思。
As we shared until here, I'd like to add some words upon the meaning of the Songs of Ascents.
弟兄姊妹，你一定记得上行之诗是去圣殿过节的时候唱的。
And verses, you must remember the Songs of Ascents is sung while the people are going up to the temple for the festival.
他们从平地走上圣殿的那个高地去。
So from the plain, they walk up to the high ground of the temple. That's why they were ascending.
那上行之诗，
这个
目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of the Songs of Ascents?
我们越往上走，我们越靠近神。
The higher we go, the closer we are to God.
我们越脱离对地的那一个限制捆绑和吸引。
And the more we deliver from the boundary and the attraction of the ground.
那现在就我们已经可以看到了，从上行之诗开始，一直说到现在。
So from the Songs of the Sands until here that we are reading.
你看到神是一步一步一步的领他们脱离眼见的愁苦或者说难处。
And you can see step by step, God is delivering them from the hardship and the sufferings that are in sight.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
所以到了130篇。
So as we come to Psalm 130.
那就是这一批敬畏神的人，他们在接受难处的时候，他们怎么走过来？
It is about those who fear the Lord when they encounter hardship. How do they go through the hardship?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
一开头。
At the very beginning.
你就看到一件事。
And we see one thing.
耶和华呀，我从深处向你求告。
Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord.
什么叫深处？
What is the depths?
你可以有两个 领会在这里。
And you can have two understanding.
一个是从环境上面来说了。
One is about, based on the circumstance.
一面是从我们属灵的实际来说的。
On the other way is, based on the spiritual reality.
如果你说从环境上面来说的话。
If we're talking about the circumstance.
你听到这句话。
When you hear these words.
你很自然就知道。
And very easily you understand.
这个人落在一个很深很重的那一个征战里。
And this, we will see that this person has fallen into a very deep and heavy battle.
啊，所以在那个事情，那是环境的重担把他们压到很深很深的地方。他除了向神有所求以外，他没有路可以。寻求帮助。
So the burden of the circumstance has suppressed them to a point, to a very deep point that they can do nothing but to cry out to the Lord out of the depths.
那这个是一方面的体会。
So this is one side of understanding.
但是另一方面呢是反过来的。
And the other side of understanding is just the opposite.
耶和华，我在深处向你求告。
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord.
什么深处？
What is the depths?
我们灵里头的深处
is the depth of our spirit.
也就是说到这一个在神面前的一个仰望和神是很紧密的连接在一起的。
Which is to say this person look to the Lord has a very intimate relationship or very closely connected to the Lord.
这个难处在外面来说好怕人。
Which is to say
叫你看见你在地上是没路走的了。
This hardship is really fearsome that you will have no way out on earth.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在这些属神的心里头最深的地方有一件事情让他们坚定不移的仰望神。
And but in the heart depths of the heart of these people, they have one thing that caused them to stand firm and not to be shaken and to look upon the Lord.
我从我的深处向你来发出这个求告。
Out of the depths, I have cried out to you.
说简单一点呢？
To put it more simply.
神啊，我现在向你的祈求和等候，没有一点是虚假的。
And that Lord, what I'm asking of you and how I'm waiting on you, there's no guile, there's no falseness.
不是在那里说一些话语，向神讨你的喜悦，让你欢喜的。
I'm not just saying some words to please you.
不是。
It's not like this.
而是真真实实在神面前说，神啊，我现在曾遇到一个难处，是我根本没有动弹的力量。
But it's truly, this person say to the Lord, I've encountered a hardship that I cannot do anything about.
在这种光景的底下，我唯一能得着拯救，唯一能得着安慰，唯一人能等着力量来扶持我，来坚定的往前走的，只有你自己陪伴着我。
So under this circumstance, the only support, the only encouragement, the only strength I can count on to help me to go forward is you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以130篇一开始就把以色列人说啊，自从我年幼开始，敌人就不住的苦待我。那一个事实，从人的眼光里头转移到神的面前。
So in the beginning of Psalm 130 is referring back to the verse about since my youth they have many times my enemy has persecuted me from the standpoint of man to God. So that the words when it come out it is that Lord please listen to my voice.
愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道了。
Then brothers, you know.
他没有什么虚假的话在那里讲。
There's no false words that come out of him.
他是把那个真实的光景带到神的面前。
He's bringing the true condition before God.
神啊，我没有力气了。
God, I have no strength left.
我没有指望了。
I have no hope.
如果还有指望的话，
if I still have
那个指望就在乎你了。
My hope is in you.
弟兄姊妹，这就是诗篇上面说的，我的指望在乎你。是一个在绝望里面的人，他最后的那个希望，乃是神的自己。如果神的自己不成为他的拯救，不成为他的挽回，他没路走了。
So this is for a man who is in despair. His last hope is in God himself. If God wasn't his last hope, he would have no way out anymore.
我最近不住的跟弟兄们提到，我看申请入学房读书的神弟兄姊妹。
And lately, I've been sharing with brothers and sisters about the brothers and sisters who are applying to enroll at Academy of Christ.
我多半是说的，这是在中国大陆里边的。
And the ones I'm referring to are the ones from mainland China.
特别是今年，我看了好多个，我没有把他们的数字记上来。
And especially for this year, there are many of them, but I
但是一个观念在那里很多。
I don't have the exact number, but there are many of them.
什么事情呢？
What about them?
第一个我要点出来的。
The first thing I'd like to point out.
这一部分的人，曾经是，并且是很绝对的是无神论者。
There's a group of people for sure they were atheists.
有些是共产党员。
Some of them were Communist Party members.
至少有一个是已经批准入党，只要再加一次的谈话就可以入党。
At least one of them has been cleared to join the party. It's only waiting for one more interview.
结果他放弃了，不入了。
But at the end, he gave up and not joined the party.
因为神给他经历了一些事情。
And what was the reason? It was because God let him experience something.
你要做一个共产党员，你一定要放弃宗教。
If you want to become a Communist Party member, you have to give up your religion.
你不放弃宗教，你就不能做共产党员。
If you don't give up your religion, you cannot be a party member.
那么今年都特别多这样的光景，不是说到了那个入党边缘的那个呢，只是一个对我就说的无神论和进化论捆绑他们的很深很深的一部分人。
And so this year we have many instances about these people who are bound by atheism or revolutionism.
他们怎么会信了主呢？
How could they believe in the Lord?
他们怎么会从信主了以后，一直到了经过了那一段的日子，还心里头渴慕要在神面前有更明亮的学习呢？
And how could they after they believe in the Lord, they would still after some time they would have this longing to have a deeper pursuit in the Lord?
那就要是从他们怎么从无神论里头转到有神这个过程里面来看了。
So we have to look at it from the process of them first being atheists and then to believing in a God.
有相当的部分是病了，病得要死了，医生已经说没希望了。
And many of them have become very sick to a point that they were about to die, and the doctors even said that there's no hope for them.
那时候他还没信主。
And at that time, they have not believed in the Lord.
只有他的母亲或者婆婆那这些人信主，平时也劝他们信主，他们不要。
Maybe their mothers or their mother-in-laws, they were believers and they urged them to believe, but they did not.
但是他已经走到尽头了，好像。
But now they've come to almost the end.
他也不想死。
And so they don't want to die.
那怎么办？
So what should they do?
医生说没有办法。
The doctor said there's no more treatment.
有两个很有意思的。
And there are two especially interesting.
他说死是死不了。
And they said that they could not die.
这个是刚出来，刚刚出生的孩子。他说他们在出生了以后，将来长大了，一个是吃癌的，一个就是那个脑子里边会慢慢腐烂掉的。
So there about two newborn children. One later would develop cancer, and the other one will have something wrong with the brain.
医生就说放不要不要了。
So the doctor said that they would give up.
一个是信主的母亲。
So for one, the mother is a believer.
一个是信主的婆婆。
And the other one is a grandmother.
他们坚持说不，不管怎么样，我儿子就是要把他生下来。
But they insisted it didn't matter what would happen, they would still give birth to the children.
但是他们有什么把握可以叫他们生下来而不出现这些问题。
But what guarantee did they have that after the children were born that they wouldn't have any problems?
他们什么医生啊、偶像啊，都全都拜访过了。
And they have visited
and 拜访的。
Visited all the doctors and worship all the idols.
只剩下一条路。
And there's only one way left.
就是仰望耶稣了。
Which is to look upon Jesus.
他们那个时候也不知道耶稣是谁。
And they did not know who Jesus was.
不过只是知道有人向他信耶稣。劝他们信耶稣，你有什么难处，他会替你解决。
But only they knew that some people urged them to believe in Jesus, that Jesus would solve their problems for them.
就是这么样的光景。
And these are the conditions.
他们就把孩子生下来。
So they gave birth to the children.
一直到现在好多了，有一个就是说他一定要脑子里面要长瘤腐烂的。
And one of them says there would be a tumor in the brain and it would erode the brain.
这个是他自己这个人写说到他的。
So this is the testimony given by this person.
这个是他母亲告他出生以后他母亲告诉他的事。
Oh, so this is written by that person. It was told to this person by his mother.
他说很有意思啊。
So he says very interesting.
我长大了在念书。
So after I grew up, I went to school.
从小学一直念到大学，我的成绩都是名列前茅的。
From elementary school to university, I always get the top grades.
后来大学毕业了以后，要进研究院，在研究院的里面也是一些很给人知道的人物的。
And even after I went to graduate school, I was well known by others.
现在研究院也出来了，正规的做事情。
So now that they've graduated, they're working.
他到现在我脑子还没有烂。
And this person said, now my brain is still intact.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那如果从这个人的身上来看
，And in this person,
他唯一的指望是什么呢？当时。他还没出生以前。
And before this person was even born, what was the hope?
就是单独的仰望主。
Is solely look upon the Lord.
他的婆婆是信主的，他的妈妈不肯信主的，并且也是无神论者。
His grandmother was a believer, but his mother was not a believer. She was an atheist.
但是因为用尽各种各样的办法找不到路。
But because they've tried everything and could not find a way out.
就凭着那么很单纯的一个信心，当时他连耶稣是谁都不清楚。
And at that time, they didn't even know who Jesus was, but just.By a little bit of faith.
神就在他身上做一件事情。
Then God performed it.
让他亲自在那里经历到神的真实。
So they could truly experience the truthfulness, faithfulness of God.
所以无神论就放下了。
So they gave up atheism.
共产党员的资格也放下了。
And they gave up the the part.
当然，我刚才所提的是一个比较特殊的一点。
And of course, this is a very special case.
但是如果在类似的情形呢，今年特别多。
But there are many other similar cases this year.
我 我长大了以后，不太容易流泪的。
And after I grew up, I did not shed many tears.
但是我看他们那些寓所通知，申请的时候，我不晓得流了多少次的眼泪。
But as I was reading the applications, I have shed many tears many times.
因为看见在一个无神的环境的里头，神借着他亲自的作为，来让许许多多原来非常猛烈拒绝他的人，现今成了一个爱慕主，并且要更深追求认识主的人。
And because it's under such an atheist environment, these people who used to reject the Lord severely, now they become, belong to the Lord, and then they have a heart to long for the Lord and to pursue Him.
那我们能说什么话呢？
So what else can we say?
所以你读到这个130篇的时候，
So when we read Psalm 130,
你看他们说，耶和华呀，我从深处向你求告。
In the beginning,
这一句话的时候，你没有办法没感觉的。
When you read out of the depths, I've cried to you, O Lord, and you cannot, but to have feelings.
这真的是人走到一个地步，没路可以走。
It is truly when a man is at the end of his rope.
他就紧紧地抓住主。
Then he will grab onto the Lord tightly.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那好了，那这样的。这样的人到神面前来寻求神，来做一个敬拜侍奉神的人。
So this person came to seek after the Lord and to become someone to serve him.
成为上头呢，就说到，从我幼年以来，敌人就不住的苦害我的那一大堆人当中的一个。
So this person has become one of those who said that many times they have persecuted from my youth up.
现在就成了一个在神面前从深处去求告神的人。
Now he has become someone out of the depth of his heart, he called to the Lord.
那他的深处你究竟怎么去领会呢？
How do you understand the depths?
那我刚才提过两个可能性。
And earlier I mentioned there are two possibilities.
其实两个可能性都是一个原则的深浅的那个区别。
And it's actually the both possibilities based on one principle.
底下他就说出了。
And then later on it mentioned.
什么是我里面的深处的东西？
What are the things in my depths, out of my depths?
从第六节开始。
Beginning from verse 6.
不，第三节开始。
Verse 3.
主耶和华呀，你若够他罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
这个是他从前在神面前的光景。
This is the condition he was in before.
也许他不是抵挡神的人。
Maybe he was not opposing God.
也许他是神的子民当中的一个。
Maybe he was one of God's people.
但是他并不敬畏神。
But he did not fear God.
也不做很深的寻求神。
And he did not pursue God.
所以他到这个时候来的时候，他是很清楚的看到我的本相是什么。
So at this point he can see very clearly his original nature.
他就说了。
And he said,
神啊，如果你要救他罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand?
没有一个人能站得住。
No one can stand.
连大卫都站不住。
Not even David.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然神如果要救他罪孽的这个事情显出来的时候，
If the Lord is to mark iniquities,
实实在在的没有一个人可以逃脱神的那个审判和追讨。
It's truly that no one can escape the pursuit of the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这个人，他在深处的时候认识了自己了。
But this person in the depths, he knows himself.
也同时认识了他所寻求仰望的主。
And he's also comes to know the God he came to seek after.
很简单的几句话。
And very simple words.
就把他身处的那个光景摆得出来。
And they express the condition of his death.
神啊，如果你要救他罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, who can stand?
这也是主说，没有一人，连一个都没有。
Which is to say, there's no righteous, not even one.
我们传福音的时候常常会用到这个词。
When we spread the gospel, we often use these words.
人的义是什么呢？
What is man's righteousness?
不过是破烂的衣服。
It's just like a filthy rag.
你穿上去了还是破烂。
Even if you wear it, it's still a filthy rag.
神啊，你若遭救他罪孽，谁能站得住的？
If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, who can stand?
但是神不单是是这样的一位的神。
But not only God is such a God.
他同时有另外一方面的性情。
He also has another nature.
那另外一方面的性情是什么？
So what is the other side of his nature?
赦免的恩典。
Is the grace of forgiveness.
所以接上去就说。
So that's why it's.
刚才你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
But there's forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果说到神的严厉，
If we talk about the sternness of God,
没有一个人不在神的审判的里头倒下去。
No one, everyone would fall under God's judgment.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为他有赦免的恩典。
Because he has the grace of forgiveness.
这就引出一个非常重要的那个问题。
Then that brings forth a very important issue.
从起初神创造人开始。
And、from the beginning when God created man.
一直到现在神在救赎人。
Until
这一个时段。
Until、this time when God is redeeming man.
在神心里头有一个非常非常重的倾向。
And there's a very heavy inclination in God's heart.
什么事呢？
So what is this?
神要得着人。
God wants to gain man.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们所没办法能了解的清楚的。
And this is something that we cannot fully understand.
一面他是很公义的。
On one hand, he's very righteous.
另一方面，他要是不甘心使用那个公义来把人断绝。
On the other hand, he's not willing to use his righteousness to put an end to man.
那结果就让许许多多的人因着神这一个怜悯，可以在神的审判的底下白白的得着恩典，回到神的面前。
So many, because of God's mercy,can gain grace under God's judgment and come back to God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当然，我在旧约的时候，他们没有办法能领会这一件事情。
In the Old Testament days, they couldn't understand this.
虽然律法上面给他们有献祭的认识。
And even though in the law, there is the offerings that they can understand.
但是他们只是看见献祭的那个事情带出的结果。
But they can only see the results brought forth by offering.
却不知道献祭的那件事情，那个是真实的意义是什么。
But they did not understand the true meaning of offerings.
不感谢主了。
But we thank the Lord.
你就是知道献祭的事情上能带给他们有赦罪的恩典，你就碰到恩典了。
And even...If they only understand the offerings bring some forgiveness of sin, they still enjoy the grace. 如果没有献祭的事情安排在那里， if there's no offering arranged for them,
你就是落在神的审判的底下。
Then you can only be under God's judgment.
你就落在神的救查罪孽的追查上面。
And then you will only fall under having God mark your iniquities.
结果就是谁能站得住？
The result is who can stand.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主自己的怜悯，
the mercy of the Lord himself,
主付出的代价，
the price he paid,
主所做成那个救赎的旨意，
the will of redemption that's accomplished by the Lord,
和恩典，
and then his grace,
给带着罪孽的人在神面前看见活路，
So for those who have iniquities, they see a living, a way out.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
特别是我们现在活在新约里头的人。
Especially for us who live in the New Testament time.
把神那个整个的救赎的旨意都能可以说有条件领会过来。
We have the conditions to understand God's redemption will.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那么因此你就看到了。
So that's why we see.
尤其是在这里接上去一个事情很有意思的。
Especially what follows is very meaningful.
如果我们不是深深摸进去的话我们很容易就忽略掉。
If we don't go into it deeply, we might neglect it.
你说神花那么多的劳苦出那么重的代价把人这样挽回过来有什么意思
you might ask, what is the meaning of God doing so much and paying such a heavy price to redeem man?
尤其是像我们在新约里头的人就更应该更清楚这件事
especially for us in the New Testament time we should understand even more
我们回顾我们自己跟随主的那个历程
if we look back at the process of us following the Lord
我们起初信主
in the beginning when we believed in the Lord
有哪一个不是为着自己的好处来信主的
Who of us is not for our own gain or benefits to believe in the Lord?
当然那个时候所以为的好处不一定像拜偶像的人那样子要这个但是你看到总是脱不开我要这个的这个倾向
But of course, the benefits that we wanted may not be like seeking after idols that we want this and that, but it is still about the same.
拜假神的人就是我要这个祝福，我要那个祝福。我们信主的时候，我们最低限度开始的时候是我要的永生。
And for those who worship false gods, they want this blessing and that blessing. But for us, at the very least, we wanted to have eternal life.
等到我们得着永生以后呢，我们又跑回。拜偶像的人的那个路上，神啊，我要这个，我要这个，我要这个。
And after we gain eternal life, we'll go back to like those who worship false gods and said to God, we want this and that.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
等到有一天
，until one day，
神把那个真相向我们解开。
And God opened up this truth for us.
神也把我们的真相向我们自来解开。
And God also opened up our own truth to ourselves.
我们就很。清楚的那里所说的话神啊你若就察罪孽谁能站得住
then we are very clear about these words if you Lord should mark iniquities who can stand
但是为什么那你有救我们呢
then why would God want to save us
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
神救我们
God saved us
神的目的是说
his purpose
你们这些被造的人
is for those
要做一个敬畏神的人
Who he created?
感谢主，这就是神起初造人的时候的目的。
The ones he created should be someone who fear him. This is the
will of God. 人造作他的形象造人。
God created man according to his image.
他把他的权柄交托给人。
And he entrusted man with his authority.
为了什么
？What is that for?
为了在一个悖逆的宇宙的里头，神要得着人来承认。神是可敬畏的神。
It's in order in this rebellious university, rebellious universe that God would gain man to acknowledge that he is to be feared.
而借着神得着人这一件事情。
And through God gaining man.
把黑暗的权势底头所受捆绑的万有释放出来。
To set free of all who is under the boundary, the dominion of darkness.
也借着这个救赎的恩典把那个黑暗的权势的整个的势力来消除
and through this redeeming grace to put an end to the dominion of darkness
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
那么所以那个诗篇一到了130篇的时候
so when it comes to Psalm 130
神的心意很明显的写出来了
And God's heart is clearly revealed.
那么就引出那些愿意敬畏神的人，他们怎么活在神的面前。
And it brings forth those who fear the Lord how they live before Him.
所以第五节在那里就说了：“耶和华呀，我的心等候， 我也仰望他的话，我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守亮的等候天亮。
Yeah, we just read verses 5 and 6.
弟兄姊妹，你留意
Francis, take note.
在这上行之诗的里头，接连说那一句话有重复的，就是那么就在上行之诗里头，你几乎在每一篇都有机会看到。
Within the Songs of Ascents, you can see almost in every psalm there are some verses that repeat itself.
神用着他自己的全能来把人带回神的面前。
And using his own authority, God brought man back to himself.
那人在神这一个威严的拯救的里头，给带回到神的面前，做一个敬畏神的人。
So under God's solemn salvation, men are brought back before God to become someone who
fears him. 他们的敬畏不是指嘴巴里面的的话。
The fear of God is not just the words in the mouth.
很实实际际的。
But in actual reality.
这里就说像守夜的人等候天亮。
Here it describes it just like a watchman waiting for the morning.
很有意思啊。
It's very meaningful.
守夜的人。
The watchman.
你说他的工作是守夜吗
？You said that the job is to watch.
你不守也不行嘛。
And you cannot but to watch.
但是在这里就说到一件事情。
But here it says.
像守夜的人等候天亮。
Just like the watchman waiting for the morning.
为什么等候天亮
？Why are they waiting for the morning？
有什么意思要等候天亮
？What is the meaning of waiting for the morning？
等到天亮啊，你就用不着守夜了。
Because when the morning comes, you don't need to watch
anymore. 你说我的责任就是守夜啊。
But you said my responsibility is to watch.
那我守夜就是守夜。
Watch over the night.
不错，守夜就是守夜。
It's true that you're watching overnight.
但是从初更开始。
But from the very beginning of the night.
到五更过去了，天亮了。
And then to the end of the night when the morning has come.
你跟这个人也疲乏死了。
Then you will have become very tired.
所以并不是，所以像守夜的等候天亮，这个是一个很自然的那个倾向。
So this is a very natural inclination for the watchman to wait for the morning.
这个不是偷懒的倾向。
And this is not to cut corners.
这个是什么
？So what is this about？
是完成责任的那一个舒畅。
And this is the relief of fulfilling one's responsibility.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
然后因此到了那个一百三十篇到了末了，
so、
你仍然看到那一个很重要的点。
So at the end of Psalm 130, you still see one very important point.
第七节，以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列，脱离一切的罪孽。
Which is read verses 7 and 8.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了，话语太清楚了。
Francis can see the words are very clear.
他要纠察罪孽，谁能站得住呢
？If the Lord should mark iniquities, who can stand？
但在你有赦免之恩，为要神敬，为要人敬畏你。
But there's forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
当人懂得敬畏你的时候
，When man knows to fear you，
神的旨意就会带到完全。
Then God's will be brought to fruition.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果神的旨意带到完全。
If God's will is brought into completion,
那是不是说神永远的旨意做成功
？Doesn't that mean the eternal will of God is completed?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那上行之诗白到一百三十篇的时候，就把人的心从含含糊糊的去靠近神，引到非常紧密的贴近神。
When the Songs of the Saints come to Psalm 130, it brings man from a very confusing state, an unclear state, to a very intimate connection with God.
那所以从131篇，就是下礼拜我们再开始。
And next week we'll begin with Psalm 131.
你就看到一件事了。
Then you see one thing.
那你既然在这里承受了神那样大的祝福。
And since you are receiving such great grace, blessing from God,
具体地活在神的面前呢?
And how can you practically live before God?
那131篇的上行之诗又提高了一个阶层，让我们去看实际活在神的光中。
So Psalm 131, Song of Ascents, is another level up to look at it.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
诗篇本来，如果读诗篇是好像很容易读。
And it seems it's easy to read the Psalms.
但是你真实的读出诗篇所带出的信息和要求呢，我们说我们需要更多神的恩典。
But if we truly want to read the message and requirement that's in the Psalms, we need God's grace and mercy.
真实的说，神啊，把你赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And truly say that God give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真真实实的认识你的自己。
So we can truly know you and to follow you.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你说你的话语一展开就发出亮光。
You said that when your words are opened up, it gives out light.
我们不能不服在你的面前说。
We cannot but prostrate before you.
主啊，你做的完全是对的事。
And say that, Lord, all the things you do are right. They are glorious. You have saved us from the death. And you have brought us out from despair. And you have placed us into your glory and abundance.
主，谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
因为你在我们身上所做的,
because what you have done in us,
都从最微小的事情上开始一直做到, 整个事实的完成在我们的身上。
You begin with very small things until the entire matter is completed.
我们到现在不能不承认。
And we cannot but to confess.
是罗马书上所说的。
It's just like what's
in Romans. 整个救赎的计划是你安排，你执行，你做成。
The entire salvation is begun by you and executed by you and finished by you.
然后让我们来享用。
And then we get to enjoy it.
就叫我们跟随你的脚踪。
And then we can follow your footsteps.
我们就进入你自己的丰丰满满。
And we can enter into your abundance.
主啊，吸引我们的心。
Lord, may you draw our hearts.
让我们能越过，又脱离罪。 世界和自己,
so more and more we can be delivered from sin, ourselves, and the world.
成为一个完全合你心意的人来到你的光中,
and to become someone who is completely after your heart and to enter into your light.
等候你在荣耀里显现,
and to wait for your manifestation in glory.
把我们一同带进荣耀里,
and you will bring us into glory.
谢谢主,
we thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告,
may you listen to our prayers.
奉主的名,
In the Lord Jesus' name, pray. Amen.